Wild Dogs is a new Australian outback thriller with an unlikely alliance between a hardened dog trapper and an Afghan refugee at its centre. Dry as a bone, drought-ridden Western Australia is the backdrop to this page-turner written by Michael Trant. The local author is on the line this morning to talk about his new book and the process of writing. G'day, Michael. It sounds like you've got company there.
Yeah, just just sitting here under a tree in lovely Capel, accompanied by magpies and a few passing cars.
I've discovered you are a WA country boy now living in Perth. It seems you've lived several lives as a farmer, draftsman, pastoralist and FIFO worker. The thing I noticed is you take the reader to parts of WA the tourist buses don't reach, so thank you for that.
Now that's sort of part of the plan.
Wild Dogs is set in the outback, which you are clearly familiar with, and it includes characters that we might not expect. How did you find their voice? Do you know Amin by another name?
No, not at all. He was pretty well fictional, though. I did work with a fair few people from different backgrounds when I was up on the mines, and it's sort of where the conflict between Gabe and Amin comes from. You know, someone who comes from a background who's never really experienced too many different cultures or people, suddenly meeting all these other people and having maybe a few perceptions and things change, which I certainly went through after, you know, talking to blokes after work and finding out where they come from and just sort of what their story was and how they ended up where they are. I found it very interesting.
You have a lot of time to listen when you work out on the land, don't you?
Yeah, and especially like up on the mine camps, you know, there's not a hell of a lot to do after work, and so you sort of sit around and chat. And yeah, well, I just found it really interesting. Met some great people up there.
I wasn't expecting to learn more about people smuggling when I picked up Wild Dogs. Where did that thread come from?
Like I said, I really wanted to explore between an old bushy meeting a young fella that he'd sort of from a world he never met. So I needed a reason why a person like that would be out there and to put them in a situation where they couldn't just sort of go about their business and not meet each other. So the people smuggling thing sort of came about for a few different things. I was working at a boat builder many years ago, and a crayfisher had made a passing remark about he wasn't making any money. He should be bringing all these boat people in on his fishing boat. And I remember thinking, yeah, well, your boat's probably set up for it. So it's just one of those things that stick in the back of your mind. And then we had a boat full of Sri Lankan asylum seekers turn up at the Geraldton foreshore in 2013. Just somehow managed to bypass Coast Guard and Border Force and all the people that are apparently supposed to be keeping them off the mainland, and yeah, they just wheeled into the foreshore, and I just thought that was really strange, and first time we'd sort of had that happen. Those things just all combined to create a story.
For those of us who have spent a little time in the Pilbara or even the Kimberley, I mean, WA is a massive state, and there is so much diversity in the land and the people, of course, but Wild Dogs gives the reader a real sense of what it feels like to be there. So congratulations on that. That's no mean feat. Do you record stories by audio, or how do you write?
Just by hand, just over the keyboard, or occasionally on a notebook if I'm sitting in a tractor at work. I've tried the recording voice thing, I just can't do it. It's something about the process of from the brain down through to the hand to the keyboard or notepad. And I don't plot a hell of a lot either, as much as I'd like to. I'd really like to know where a story is going to go. I've generally got a rough idea of a couple of scenes I want to happen and just sort of try and get to them as I'm writing, and then it involves a fair bit of going back and polishing. But, yeah, mm-hmm. that's pretty much my process, just wing it and see, pretty much.
You're a pantser, not a plotter.
Yes, yeah. I think we were talking about something on online launch. I did a planter is another term, like architects and gardeners. Like some people work to a plan, and some people just throw a few seeds around and see what comes up. So I'm definitely the latter.
That's great. This is your second published book with A While Between Ridgeview Station and Wild Dogs, but it's not your second manuscript, is it?
No, this one took a while to do. So I had a couple more I attempted to get published and didn't have much luck with them. And this was this Wild Dogs one was an attempt to write something different and a bit pacier and just basically something to have fun with, because the other two I was sort of trying to follow on from Ridgeview a bit, which was very very sort of almost a memoir of what we were doing on the station. You know, I fictionalised it and made things a bit more dramatic, but I wanted to write something not based on stuff I was doing. So yeah, that's how that came about, even though like I had actually done a bit of work trying to control dogs ourselves when I was up on the station. So that's where some of Gabe's skills come from, the sort of the bits and pieces I'd picked up while I was having a crack. But if there's any people who do that trade for a living, they'll probably read it and go, oh no, you missed that and you buggered that up. So
well, I believed you, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Although I suspect they'll be a reader. Is this a sort of page-turning, thrilling book that you read when you were younger? What did you read when you were younger?
Absolutely. This sort of came about from thinking, what would someone like Wilbur Smith write if he was Australian? I read a lot of him growing up, a lot of Stephen King, a lot of Bryce Courtney, just sort of those big adventures against, especially Bryce and Wilbur, you know, big adventures set against quite a spectacular landscape. So, yeah, I wanted to do something similar to that.
Well, you've done it well and taken it into the 21st century. I think that's a really good thing. I think there's more humanity than what I recall of reading of Wilbur Smith back in the, I don't know, 70s or something.
Yeah, that's sort of the thing too, because like quite often people, once you sort of point a few things out to them, they're quite willing to change their views or maybe just accept that they hadn't considered something like that before. And that's sort of what I wanted to bring across these characters, that even though they might approach come in originally with either prejudice or just, you know, stereotypical views, that they weren't adverse to going, oh, no, I hadn't thought about it like that before.
Entertaining and informing. Yeah. You've got an audiobook version of Wild Dogs. How does that process work?
Oh, that's amazing. That was brilliant. I was actually more excited about that than the actual book, I think, because I devour audiobooks because most of my work is sitting in a tractor or a harvester or whatever, you know, just haven't got a hell of a lot to do, so you end up going through a lot of audiobooks. So we were harvesting last year. I was in the header and I got an email saying, oh, we've got three auditions, three narrators are sending their audition tape. Would you like to have a listen? And absolutely I would. So, yeah, I was sitting there all day just playing these auditions over and over and over again. We had to decide which narrator to use. So we ended up going with Rick Herbert, who was Australian actor. He's been in everything from Prisoner to Underbelly and King Kong and much, much more. And, yeah, we actually listened to it last weekend driving up to Geraldton, and he absolutely nailed it. I posted on Facebook. I don't know how much grumpy old bugger's in Rick, actually, but he definitely brought it out for Gabe.
I hadn't thought about the audition process, but, of course, it would be a much-coveted role. It's such an intimate experience to have someone read a book right into your ear. It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, and it was really interesting because you know, I read this thing 50 times in the process of getting it done. I knew what the story was, so I was more listening to how he interpreted the words. And there's a few scenes where I'd meant it to sound like a different meaning, but he took it another way, which didn't matter. It still worked. But I just thought, oh, that's interesting. Someone would say a question, but it wasn't really a question. It was a statement. But then he'd ask it in the tone of a question, which still worked. So, yeah, it's just something to think about. And it's always interesting to see how people do interpret your work.
And they didn't offer you the role?
Thankfully, no. I'm not a reading last night for a different event. And yeah, I said, well, Rick did a better job than this. So bear with us while we stumble through this.
So what's next, Michael?
What's next is I'm working on another one now in a similar sort of fashion, outbacky thriller. When we signed with Penguin, my publisher, Bev, she said, look, this is what I deal with. If you want to develop your writing skills towards this thing, because you've written a pretty good crime thriller. And I said, well, that's handy, because I didn't actually mean to. So if I try, maybe we'll come up with something even better. So something very similar. It'll always be, no matter what I write, I think it'll always be set sort of, it'll always have that outback element, because that's what I know. And the advantage of that is I don't have to imagine what a hot day feels like or stuff like that. I just sort of can remember things. So
you've got a deadline to meet.
Yes, it was a two-book deal, so the second book came with a deadline, which none of the other ones have yet, so, yeah, it'll be interesting.
I'm sure you're up for the challenge. Good luck for what's next, and thank you for sharing Wild Dogs. I love Gabe. It's such a good read. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having us.